to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The president has known for 16 months that this sequester was looming out there when the super committee failed to come to an agreement. And so for 16 months, the president's been traveling all over the country holding rallies instead of sitting down with Senate leaders in order to try to forge an agreement over there in order to move a bill. We have moved a bill in the House twice. We should not have to move a third bill before the Senate gets off their ass and begins to do something.
Here's Speaker John Boehner pointing a finger at the Senate as the sequester is now just a couple of days away. Have we made, we in the news talk radio business, the news media, politicians and other people who are affected by this one way or another, made way too much of this? Perhaps you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts at 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen, going to some of the, we have audio cuts from radio and television programs that we monitor, the news talk stations like MSNBC and CNN and Fox News. Here's Chuck Todd talking to Congressman Tim Griffin of Arkansas about any progress the House and Senate may be making to avert these cuts.
I heard Speaker Boehner saying it's time for the Senate to act, but the fact of the matter is there is no House bill with this Congress. Shouldn't you guys be acting at least simultaneously?
Well, we've many times we've passed bills and they've gone where many good things go to die, and that's the United States Senate.
Well,
we also haven't passed a bill to repeal Obamacare this year, but that doesn't mean I've changed my position. The bottom line is I think everybody knows where we stand on this, and we passed two bills last year. It's always interesting that if you look at what the passes out of the Senate, it's almost nothing. And yet, folks are always wanting us to lead Harry Reid. Look, we've tried 60 ways to sundown, and you know, I don't know what they got going on over in the Senate. But I wish they would get together with the president, pass what they think they can pass, and then we'd be glad to take a look at it. We've certainly
Congressman, you know as well as I do, they're not going to be able to pass anything with 60 votes. They may be able to pass some things with 50, 52, 53 votes. They're not going to be able to pass anything with 60 votes. And should that be the marker on something like this? Is this such an important thing? It should take 60, that 41...
Well, no. I'm saying that what should be the marker is the Senate ought to be able to pass something. Look, for better or for worse, the president's
So Senate Republicans need to get involved in this?
No. What I'm saying is that they need to work it out over there. I'm not going to tell the Senate how to do their business, but they before they start looking for us to lead them, we've already passed two bills. They've passed nothing. The president's party controls the Senate. They need to get their act together. And you know, when it comes, I hear a lot from people on your network, especially about the need for people in Congress to compromise. Well, I would just remind you that the sequester is compromise. The sequester came out of compromise. When you compromise with someone, you're going to get some of their bad ideas in the final deal. And that's exactly what we got. This is the president's bad idea, and now we're living with it.
Let me ask you on sequester. Would you, is it bad enough that you would like to see it postponed completely, or would you rather have sequester than nothing?
Well, if the alternative is to continue spending on the path that we're on, then that's not an option. And here's what I would say. There's been a lot of talk about scaring people. If the president really wanted to scare people, instead of talking about the impact of the sequester, he ought to describe what a debt depression, what a debt crisis in this country will look like if we keep kicking this can down the road. These cuts that we're looking at in the sequester, they will look like child's play compared to what's going to come if we do not deal with the fundamental fiscal problems facing this country. That's ultimately going to be this president's legacy. And long after I'm gone, my 2-year-old and 5-year-old are going to have to deal with this nonsense.
All right. Is it nonsense? You agree? You expect from MSNBC, as you expect from Fox. Although I think, honestly, I love these people who say, the fact of the matter is, and that's what Chuck Todd, who is as aggressive a interviewer or reporter for the left as they have over there, they're pretty aggressive people. I think they're more aggressive there than the folks at Fox are. Maybe that's because they're trying harder. The folks at Fox have better numbers, but MSNBC certainly has a position and has taken it, as are the folks on the left who are on the radio. And so whether they try harder or not, I think it's pretty obvious in the tone. And I'm not so sure I always hear that tone on many of the Fox shows. But again, maybe it's because they're all settled in and they do better in the ratings. I'm not telling you I like Fox better than MSNBC, because I really kind of don't like either one of them. But it's interesting to listen to the tone. And that's so, it isn't really news that's made at MSNBC. It isn't really news that's made at Fox. And it isn't really news that's made at CNN. It's all a pejorative twist and turn, although the new leadership at CNN is trying to change that somewhat. So it'll be interesting to see how that whole place shapes up after a while. Meanwhile, what's more important here is your input, 888-302-3684, or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. As we continue to talk about the cuts, we're only a couple of days away from what is described by many as a horror show. The only horror show is the fact that they can't get their act together to figure out how in the world to do what many people believe ought to be done 10 times over. That's cut the waste and the fraud out of the government. Only people are unnecessary in government and ought to be sent down the road. There's a real study in government. There's a real study in management that ought to come out of this, instead of all the time being wasted by all these various people who are trying not to lose their position and their power, because that's what it amounts to in reality. Back with more of the insight from these programs that we monitor as we daily put together the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. Uh-huh. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a cake.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Danny, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with a discussion of what's going on in the exciting world of government and this sequestration foolishness. Here's Talkos Mark Simone with Stuart Varney, who's on Fox Business. They talk about the president's recent comments regarding, or if you will, the scare tactics that are coming out of the White House.
So the president of the United States said this is the worst plan ever, the sequester. And because he has the mainstream media in his pocket, they never say, but wait a minute, you're the one that came up with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm kind of stuttering here because I'm so mad about this. This is political blackmail. The president's going around the country. He's saying, there's maximum pain coming your way. We've got to make these cuts. And the Republicans, it's their fault. It's really going to hurt. We're going to lay off cops and teachers. Young kids in Georgia are not going to get vaccinated. And he's saying this is going to happen, and it's all the Republicans' fault. This is outrageous. This is the president's idea. Nobody else's. This is the president's idea. And he doesn't have to apply these cuts in the way that they are being applied. It's his call. He is deciding deliberately to exert maximum pain to cut the most vital services first. Let me ask you, Mark. I mean, in my household, if I have to cut my household budget by 2%, is the first thing I cut my kids' medicine? No, of course it's not. But that's what he's saying. Yes, it's going to be your kids' medicine. It's got to go. It's got to hurt. Well, it's all the Republicans' fault. It's outrageous.
Starting in January, didn't the president cut your budget 2% by that 2% increase in payroll tax?
Precisely right. My taxes went up because I earned decent money. My taxes went up because I got a paycheck, and my Social Security taxes went up. My gas bill's gone up. I am scrimped. I'm pinched every which way I turn, but the president wants to pinch me some more. And he thinks that that's going to do good for the economy. This is nonsense.
So the president issued a 2% pay cut for everybody in America by that payroll tax, and now he has to take a 1.5% pay cut in the government, and he said it's impossible. It can't be done.
Can you imagine this? We spend $3.8 trillion a year, but we can't cut just $85 billion, just over 2%, with absolute mayhem, catastrophe, and disaster breaking loose all over the country. It is pure nonsense. And I really hope that the tide of public opinion turns. So far, the president has won. He's won hands down. He's beaten up the Republicans, and everything that's gone wrong is their fault. I don't think he's going to get away with it this time around. This is an emperor with no clothes situation, because it's obvious that this is his plan, and he is deliberately inflicting pain.
So how many of you knew some of the facts that Stuart Varney just went over? How many of you knew that the president could do whatever he wanted to with the 2%? It's his discretion, and yet the pain that's being described sounds like a universal pain. There's some kind of jerkishness involved in this. It isn't very comfortable, and it also isn't very practical, and it isn't. There's nothing about this that's reasonable in terms of the conversation. And it just shows you, when they go through all of these things, how out of control government is. Government's way too involved in all kinds of things that they ought not to be involved in, or at least there's too much federalism. There's all of this, the consideration here. Most people that I talk to, whether I'm in the same circle as you, and I have people that I talk to on both sides of the fence, think that these cuts ought to go through and many more like them. What do you think? 888-302-3684. As we continue, let's get some of the callers on the air in a few moments here on the countdown.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684 is the number for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We continue to focus on the sequester cuts. Here's host Howie Carr on his radio program talking to a few of his callers about the news media and the president trying to scare everybody about what will happen. The road show, the cabinet officials are out there sounding the alarm through every Middlesex village in town. Yeah, that's from Paul Revere. Here's Howie Carr.
And this is a story about the terrible tragedies that are going to occur if sequestration occurs. This is from the Associated Press last weekend on National Park Service. 3,500 volunteers who provide 40,000 hours on resource management duties would be eliminated. These are volunteers are going to be eliminated. What does that have to do? How is that going to save money to eliminate volunteers?
As my grandfather used to say, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Right.
I mean, volunteers, they don't get paid anyway, for Christ's sake.
I know, and they're writing this stuff like it's real.
Yeah,
you know, I don't even know if they know how stupid they sound when they write this stuff.
I don't,
or if they care.
It makes for good fodder on the internet, though.
Yes, it does. And, there's a story in here about, they keep talking about these deep spending cuts. Deep spending. That's what the New York Times keeps saying. The New York Times just reported about deep automatic spending cuts that will strike hard without bothering to provide a single concrete number about spending levels in any fiscal year. Doug, you're next.
I just want to say a couple of things. The first of the year, we took the 2% increase, whatever the heck they call it. I got cut back on one day a week. It cost me 20% of my pay.
Yeah.
And this is all, like you said, it's a scare tactic. It's a lot of BS. But nobody's listening. Boehner's not listening.
Yeah.
They're not talking to these people. He was quoted
off the record last week of Barack Obama saying that, you know, it's not working, these scare tactics anymore. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how many, you know, the little boy who cried wolf, the same thing happened to him, right? You know, I mean,
right.
After a while, people didn't listen anymore because they knew it was BS.
888-302-3684. the president warning that the current across-the-board cuts will be particularly damaging for jobs in the defense industry. We all know that the defense industry is so bloated, full of corruption, and so why shouldn't we cut? Not 2%, but the government accounting office says that we could get the same out of the Defense Department if we got rid of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. You spend $460 billion, you get the same thing we're getting now with the waste for $700 billion. Who the heck doesn't want to, who in their right mind doesn't want to fix that problem? 888-302-DOUG. Here's Sandra in Georgia with her own trouble.
This is huge for me. Specifically, I work in the Office of Soldiers Council. We represent soldiers that the Army is looking at to put out of the military. So, of course, this is just monumental for me. I am, you know, a proud federal worker. We work extremely hard, and I guess my dismay is that you have some folks in Washington that are putting out these untrue statements that federal workers are lazy, that they're overpaid. You know, we haven't had a pay raise in 2 years. You know, I feel like we all sacrifice tremendously, and it's just unconscionable to me that the folks in Washington can't get this thing solved. It's a darn shame that I just feel like there's an undercurrent, an underforce of folks out there that will not be happy until hardworking folks are down to eating kibbles and bits.
Nonsense. What a bunch of baloney. 8-8 baloney is what you should be eating. 888-302-3684. More calls coming up on this in a matter of moments.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour, continuing on with today's hour focused on the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented sort of political talk radio, as it's described, and some of the things that influence it, some of the news talk television programs that get themselves into discussions of big issues, sequestration, and the cut, Republicans slamming the White House for scaring Americans by overstating the consequences of the cuts. You heard from somebody a few minutes ago who was a federal worker, hard-working folks, as what I think the last part of this was, what she said was, in essence, what most of us don't think about government workers. Not all government workers are bad. Not all government workers are good. There are too many, however, that are not good, and those may be the target. I mean, the thing here, this is so cynical, all of this stuff. It really is. 888-302-3684. Let's get to the next caller.
There's waste in the federal government, but there's also waste in the private sectors. You know, you can't really quantify it, but it's probably about equal in both. We've already had cuts. We've had about 5 to 10% cuts, mostly in people who had been hired because we had an increase in the number of the cadets at West Point. And to deal with that, we hired additional contract employees. And they're all either gone or on the way out. So people would think that there hasn't been any cuts. We haven't had cuts since the Clinton administration here, but there have been cuts over the past 3-4 years.
All right. 888-302-3684. In terms of your own discussion among your friends, do you talk about this with people that you know? That was Sam, by the way, who works at West Point. They've already started to see some of the cuts there, so that's good. It's too much waste, fraud, and corruption. Here's Larry listening to the countdown in Puerto Rico. If you work for the government, the words you need to be concerned about are essential and non-essential.
It boils down to two words for all federal employees, essential and non-essential staff, okay? Essential staff would be, let's say, correctional officers. Well, they would have to keep correctional officers for the custody and control of inmates, but they could send secretaries home, caseworkers home, so on and so forth. Say you worked at an ammunition depot, they would keep the security people there, but they could send the secretaries home. So it really boils down to two words, of essential and non-essential staff, and I'm sure they would not send the air traffic controllers home like from Washington Dulles or Chicago. Now, the smaller airports, they could close down, but the essential staff they will keep.
Why would they close down any airports? Why wouldn't they close down things that we don't need instead of something like that? See, that's the cynicism behind all of this that so many people resent, and appropriately so. Should be lots of resentment when it comes to what's going on here. 888-302-3684. Next up, let's see here. Bob in Indiana doesn't understand what's going on.
You have a president that comes from the community organizer thing that has a hatred of successful people. Rather than encourage other people to be successful, he wants to tear the top down and bring them down to the level of the lower echelon of people. And it's just not right for this country. And I don't know how people... I'm amazed that he got reelected, but I pretty much give up on things anymore.
He got reelected because he knew how to use social media, and he got the millennials, the youngest people who are eligible to vote for him. If it had not been for that, he wouldn't have gotten reelected. That's the way you understand the realities of politics. He understood how to use the new media, how to use social media, and that's how he got reelected. And those are the people who aren't affected much or even paying much attention to this discussion. He doesn't have to get reelected again anyway. So everything is as much as he can get it his way as is possible. Not much fallout there. 888-302-3684. Here's, let's see here. We got Scott in Michigan, I think, ought to be up next.
I don't understand why they haven't cleaned up our tax code already. You know, I watch Erskine Bowles, Alan Simpson all the time. And, you know, Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson, there's 180 provisions in our tax code that very few of us use. It's maybe used by the rich people, the wealthy people. I think it's all set for the wealthy people to get wealthier. I'm not against wealth. But $700 billion a year we spend in the military, I think we're just, I'm a very conservative person. I just think we're wasting an awful lot of our money. I think if we get into our actual budget and look and see what we have, I think we're wasting a lot of our money.
You got a lot of the right instincts there, sir. Thank you. 888-302-3684. I'm not thanking you because you agree with me. I'm thanking you because, actually, it makes some sense. House Speaker John Boehner. If you're just joining us, harsh words for the Senate yesterday as a solution to avert automatic budget cuts known as a sequester have not been agreed upon. The president is, quote, going all over the country holding rallies instead of sitting down with Senate leaders. The House has moved two bills in an effort to resolve the crisis, and he said we ought to We will not move a third bill before the Senate gets off its ass and begins to do something. That's a quote from Boehner. If agreement is not made by the end of the week, these cuts will kick in. Are they deep? No. But they can be managed by people who know how to manage. Politicians, especially these people that are around now, don't know how to manage anything. They haven't ever really managed a business, so they pay little or no attention to anything other than in their childish way. They want to get what they get, they want to want what they want, and they want to have what they have. 888-302-3684. Here's Renee in Missouri with thoughts on Congress.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with a remedy for the flu. No, you do not need to go and get extra pills. If you have the flu, you've got it. But you know what? I want to show you a way to prevent yourself from getting the flu. And this is not medical advice. I found this doing some research. Listen very carefully. In one study, this thing says, participants who had heightened activity in a region of the brain associated with a positive attitude produced greater amounts of flu antibodies. Now, can you imagine that? They actually did research and found out that the more you think positively, the less chances you have for getting the flu. I need to tell you, up to this conversation, I've never had the flu in the past 10 years. So think positive, release those flu antibodies, and feel good. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, let's go back to where I thought we were. 888-302-3684. Here, as I indicated a few minutes ago, is Renee from Missouri.
I just want to know that sequestration does matter to me. But then I also found out that Congress forgot to put their sales in the budget. I heard that it won't hurt them. So I just wonder, you know, why when they did the sequestration that they didn't have their own salaries put into the sequestration for my own self.
All right. I don't know how much sense that made, but thanks for attempting to explain something to us, Renee. 888-302-3684. Here's Andre in Maryland, who's a federal employee. Let's let him wrap this discussion up.
I'm a relatively high-ranking GS-15 inside of the government. And what's really frustrating in looking at the lack of cooperation between Congress is that a couple-fold. Number one, we're mandated, as we swear our oath of office, to cooperate throughout. Now, there's always going to be policy restrictions that are going to prevent some of that. But at the end of the day, we as civilians, civil servants, we are, it is expected of us to cooperate on behalf of the taxpayers who ultimately pay our salaries. So when we see our congressional oversight not cooperating, it's very frustrating. And one point I'd like to make, the moral argument is being put forth as if the United States market economy operates as if our household economies operate. So when you see arguments stating that our children, when they're going to be born, is going to have $85,000 worth of debt, if you monetize that backwards to when, you know, we were all born, that number might have been $2,000, for instance. But what you don't see is anyone knocking at our door asking us to pay that actual dollar sum value. So it doesn't really work as if we have a credit card company sending us a bill every month asking the United States to pay.
There are more justifications, more people twisting and turning information around. The bottom line is, sir, we owe the money. Who's going to pay it? 888-302-3684. It gets pretty disgusting when you get down to the word games that are played here. So anyway, let's see it shake out. Most of us want to see a lot more than 2% cuts. About $1 trillion over 10 years is what this amounts to. When are they going to stop stuffing themselves, gorging themselves basically on the heels of people who are working hard and now paying more money? And not everybody is working hard and paying more money. Some people are not working hard and they have a lot of money and they're paying their fair share. All right, enough on this because all it does is annoy everybody, right? Let's move on to the next item of interest here. The countdown, 888-302-3684, scandals, the Pope, and what is going on in the Catholic Church, the speculation on what the Pope would be called after he abdicates the papacy. The Vatican says that he'll continue to be referred to as Your Holiness. All right, so that's the retirement story. How about the story on the scandals and the reason that he's retiring in the first place? Here from CNN, Anderson Cooper talks to John Allen, Robert Holston, and Christiane Amanpour about the scandals that have overshadowed the Pope and the Church.
The tone of Cardinal Mahoney's blog post, I mean, he clearly seems to feel as if he is being persecuted, and he says he's praying for those who unfairly are attacking him. He blames the media. But I just want to be clear for viewers who have not been following this closely. I mean, according to internal church records, Cardinal Mahoney and a top advisor discussed ways to hide the sexual abuse of children from law enforcement for years, preventing police from investigating priests who had admitted to church officials they molested young boys, correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Anderson. I think when Cardinal Mahoney argues that he's being unfairly treated, what he means is that while those failures that you're talking about are abundantly documented, he would contend that later on, once he became aware of the enormity of this problem, he turned a corner and tried to become a reformer. Some people would suggest that his later years, he moved the Archdiocese of Los Angeles forward significantly. That, of course, doesn't undo the damage, however, that are quite clearly made manifest in the tidal wave of documents that the Archdiocese of Los Angeles recently released.
Robert, do you think Cardinal Mahoney gets it? I mean, he's apologized, but does he get it?
No, he doesn't get it. A man of his stature and his reputation should be able to come before the entire public and say, I blew it. I made real serious mistakes, and I'm going to pledge to clean it up. Unfortunately, it becomes the pity party for priests again, you know, that everybody's attacking the cardinals, everybody's attacking the hierarchy. The hierarchy should be attacked because it was they who masterminded the serial cover-up of children for years and years.
Christian, we were talking yesterday about how the Vatican claims that some of these new scandals or allegations that we're hearing about are really an attempt to influence the selection of the next pope. Are there any signs any of this is actually having an impact on the process?
Well, look, I don't think so, but I can actually, you know, confirm what you just said and what your guest just said, that there is a feeling of being really under siege here by the Vatican. There's a feeling of being beleaguered. There's a feeling that we're all focusing far too much on these scandals. And there isn't a feeling that we just need to get this out in the open and staunch this wound, if you like. And certainly today, you had victims groups, victims who came over here and had a press conference and laid out what they would like the Vatican to do to finally make this fully transparent, accountable, and for it to go away. And certainly for the next pope to really start making the whole Vatican accountable for all of this. But they have really, really lashed out at all of us and accused us, well, some of us anyway, of trying to influence the next conclave in the election. But it's kind of strange, that kind of accusation.
Wow. These people need a cup of coffee. The pity party for the Pope and priests, that's a good way of putting it. More on this and your opportunity for a quick call coming up. The scandals and the papacy and the Catholic Church we're focusing on now in the countdown.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Continuation of a focus on the scandals of the Catholic Church, the Pope leaving, or the reality of just the basic reality of what's going on. Or if you're a Catholic, is it like, does it seem it's not real, all of this stuff? Now, here's Taco's David Cruz with a focus on that British cardinal who resigned, as well as several other scandals that have broken since the Pope said he was leaving.
A British cardinal decides to resign? He was to have been in the cardinal's college to vote for the next Pope, starting like around the 10th of March, in just a few days. And guess what? He just resigned because four priests came up saying he did some things that were of an inappropriate nature, inappropriate behavior with sexual overtones. This guy was Britain's only representative in the conclave to elect the next pope. This is the latest revelation of church misconduct, or at least by some of the higher levels, the higher echelons, in this case, direct alleged misconduct. So we had Father Tom Doyle, a Dominican priest, who explained to us how this is now reverberating throughout the church. And there's something very interesting that they say is going to happen before Pope Benedict steps down. And it's something that's done out of sight. Listen to this.
I don't know any more than what I've read in the media. It probably, my guess is that it is a report, from what I understand, that was prepared by three cardinals. I know of two of them. One of them is a pretty straight shooter, Cardinal Tomko, who's about 85 years old now. But they prepared and gave to the Pope. And I think, without doubt, it's probably about a lot of the scandalous stuff that's been going on under his nose. And, I mean, if you look around the Catholic Church worldwide, it's sort of exploding in a way, you know. Mahoney's thing, and then you have this guy in Scotland resigning. Then you have Cardinal Dolan, who was deposed last week in New York City. And he's being accused of illegal conveyance of about $55 million in Milwaukee. And all of that is, you know, it doesn't really make the outfit look too
right,
good.
Right. Okay, so let's wrap up with this. Do you have any sense of these allegations that part of the reason for Benedict stepping down, the Pope, is that, you know, he may have been too close for too long enough to know much of this stuff, and it's better not to have him around when these potential other revelations come forward?
Well, that doesn't sound implausible, let me say that. And he is 85, and he's probably a pretty, he's a shy type guy, and I think this is probably driving him crazy. On the other hand, the fact that he took the step to resign is pretty remarkable.
888-302-3684. All right, let's finish this up with Tamron Hall talking to correspondent Claudio Lavagna about the Italian newspaper claiming to know the real reason the Pope is going.
The daily paper La Repubblica says an internal 300-page report uncovered an underground gay network at the Vatican. Much more could come from the paper, it says. The newspaper says this is just the first in a series of reports. Claudio, first tell us, this paper is considered a reputable paper, a very popular paper. What more did they disclose in this report?
Well, Tamron, La Repubblica is certainly well-respected here in Italy. It's either the first or the second biggest newspaper here in Italy. It's got usually good sources. Well, what this paper is saying is that in that report, well, the 300-page report of the internal Vatican inquiry into the VatiLeaks scandal was so disturbing that the Pope Benedict XVI, when he saw it, he decided to leave there and then. But that was 2 months before his official announcement that he would abdicate. It landed on the Pope's desk on the 17th of December 2012. What did it contain? It contained details about the divisions inside the Vatican. He said that there were lobbies that were clashing, there was power clashes of these lobbies that broke two, as a matter of fact, of the Ten Commandments. The first one, commandment number six, well, thou shalt not steal. That was a reference to Vatican Bank that has been accused in the past of money laundering and of not abiding of international regulations on the banking system. Well, it also broke, according to the report and La Repubblica, commandment number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery, even though in the Vatican that commandment is also referred to homosexuality. Well, as you were referring there, they said that there was a lobby of gay prelates, gay priests, that had connections with the gay community outside of the Vatican, and therefore they were blackmailed by these people outside the Vatican that they were threatening them to reveal their identities. Well, it looks like that when the Pope saw these documents, according to La Repubblica, he said, well, there's no way to fix this, the divisions are too deep, and the only way to fix the Catholic Church is to just resign and bring...
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did, and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.